Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. We have got Dr. Michael Sala back. So many of you have been plugging into the news about Atlas. Oh, good grief. You know, it's affected Jen's energy. Jen is very tuned into these things. So we have got our expert back on, Dr. Michael Sala. He's been a friend of the channel for many years. We've done a few other broadcasts with him. His links and the links of the previous shows are all in the description box. So please support his important work. Huge thank you for coming on, my friend. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Sala?
I can, yes, now I can.
Okay, huge thank you for coming on.
This is cheering.
This is what happened.
When did Atlas first appear on your radar?
Well, soon after it was discovered in July, people began talking about it. Now, of course, you have a whole body of literature and scientific studies that have come out, and photos and images of 3O Atlas from the different telescopes, the Hubble telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope, the Atlas telescope, which is what discovered it originally, and that's a satellite system that's based in Hawaii on the Mauna Kea and also in Chile. And it's designed to look for asteroids, and it kind of like scans the night sky, and it finds any object up there that's moving. And so those initial images that came from Atlas, they were able to be identified, and they were able to estimate the speed. And from the speed of that object, they reached the conclusion that this was actually from outside of our solar system, because it was moving so fast. And so that's when the initial reports came out of 3I Atlas, that it was an interstellar object, that it was the third in a series of interstellar objects, starting with Oumuamua, and then there was the Borislav. And so now you have 3I Atlas, the third interstellar object, and it was discovered from the Atlas satellite system. And so soon after that, you had a number of people who began to say that they were able to remote view, or they were able to get insider information about 3I Atlas, and that it was basically an extraterrestrial spacecraft. Avi Loeb from Harvard, he was leading the charge in terms of astronomers looking at its orbital path and other anomalies, and he was reaching the conclusion that, well, this could well be like Oumuamua, a artificial object. And so that's when it really all began to kind of like get into the airwaves, and I started to pay attention.
You mentioned it was going fast. How fast was it going, or is it going?
Oh, well, much faster than normal comets. I mean, over 100,000 miles an hour. That is pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And normal comets in our solar system, I mean, they go at speeds significantly less than that. And so that's how they're captured by the sun. but an object that's moving at 100,000 miles or more is not captured by the sun. It just kind of like moves through our solar system in a parabolic path. So it really just kind of like will when it gets to its closest approach to the sun, which we just saw yesterday. I mean, the October 29 was perihelion with the sun, and so that's, you know, that's when it will alter direction a little bit, but move on out of our solar system. But it's going to take some time, more than a year, for it to move completely out of our solar system. And we, over the next year or so, we'll be able to track it as it starts to approach Jupiter. There's spacecraft that are approaching Jupiter, the Juno spacecraft, the JUICE spacecraft. Those are at least two that are around Jupiter that or will be able to take photos of it as it heads towards and passes Jupiter, and then it'll be going on out of our solar system.
So there's no chance of it obviously landing in Jupiter, because on its trajectory it looks like it's getting dangerously close to Jupiter at some points, and I was worried about contact there.
Well, this is part of the whole kind of mystery around 3A Atlas is, you know, what is it going to do? And, I mean, as I said, that there were a number of insiders that began saying that, according to what they were told, that this is something that actually has extraterrestrials on it, that it's a spacecraft with extraterrestrials on it, and that you could have some of these extraterrestrials, some of these beings, splitting off from 3A Atlas, kind of like using it like a mothership, where they
think Atlas has just blasted us again.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I think we blacked out again right there.
Yeah. So
yeah. No. You left off talking about extraterrestrials.
Right. So there are reports from insiders and remote viewers, and you know, just about anyone that's been writing about extraterrestrials has a story to share about 3A Atlas. And I kind of studied these and wrote a paper about it. And I tracked 11 different perspectives on 3A Atlas, and they really did kind of vary. I mean, there were some commonalities, some agreement, but that what was very striking was the differences between them. But there was widespread agreement that this was a artificial craft of some sort, but as to who was on it, what extraterrestrials were on it, I mean, that really varied. That really varied from one particular insider or whistleblower or a remote viewer or a contactee to another.
I've been watching tons of podcasts about 3A Atlas, mainly Stephen Burns' stuff, but it's clear to stand out is that people keep mentioning that the as it's going past the sun, obviously coronal mass injections that are firing at AI Atlas at the moment, and allegedly that is charging the craft or comet, as we might call it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there have been some huge coronal mass ejections from the sun, really massive, but they're all been taking place on the far side of the sun, the part of it that's currently facing away from us on Earth. So that means that none of those coronal mass ejections are being directed towards the Earth. And that's a good thing, because these have just been so big. I mean, they are... people who have been studying coronal mass ejections, solar activity for years, I mean, these are like X5 and above. And if they were facing towards the Earth, you would have geomagnetic storms at the highest category, like 5. And so that would cause a severe disruption on the Earth. So there is definitely this interaction that is happening between 3I Atlas and the Sun. And that's been predicted by quite a few people that say that this is a spacecraft and that as it approaches the Sun, it's carrying within it these codes and frequencies that are from interstellar space, quite ancient, and that there'll be an interaction and a communication with the Sun. And those frequencies and those codes will basically be absorbed by the Sun and will be diffused throughout our solar system. And that'll be what leads to some pretty profound changes for humanity in terms of our DNA and also in terms of the planet itself. And what we're seeing corroborates that the Sun is really reacting very strongly to 3I Atlas. And I think this is where we need to, science, mainstream science doesn't acknowledge this, but I mean, the Sun is a living entity, just as the Earth is a living entity, and that it is able to communicate with these bodies that come by it, normally you have comets, but now you have this interstellar object. And so there's a communication happening. And I think this is where, we really need to open our minds to the fact that the galaxy is a living system or network of planets and suns that do communicate, and that part of that communication is through these, some might call them rogue planets, some might call them interstellar objects, visitors. And so this is, I think, part of a galactic communication system, and that this is how life can be spread or established or nurtured, controlled. Some say that 3I Atlas has the capacity to end or start life in our solar system. Or to enhance life. And I think that's what we're seeing now, that there's an enhancement happening of life and that the Sun is reacting to that. And so I really believe that what we're seeing with 3I Atlas is the beginning of some really big changes for us on this planet.
How does the Sun know how to target Atlas with these coronal mass ejections? Because it's just what? This little rock flying through the... How does it know to target it? How does it
know? Right. Well, we know that comets have these kind of effects on the Sun. I mean, this has been tracked for many years, that people who do look at solar activity and so forth, they notice that whenever there is a comet flying near the Sun, that it does generate coronal mass ejections towards the Sun. And some of those have been very, very large in the past. So these have been tracked. These have been observed before. And we're seeing it again with 3I Atlas, just these huge coronal mass ejections. And that we, as I said, if we think of the Sun as a living entity, then it is communicating with 3I Atlas, and that part of that communication is receiving whatever codes and frequencies 3I Atlas is transmitting. And this is interesting, where we get the kind of scientific data saying that 3I Atlas is transmitting stuff. I mean, there was firstly the discovery, and this was from Avi Loeb first, who announced it, that the direction of 3I Atlas was the same as the signal that was transmitted in 1977. That's called the WOW signal. That was initially interpreted as a extraterrestrial communication, but then the NASA and the scientific community kind of closed shop. And they just said, no, that was wrong. It's just some natural phenomenon, that probably a pulsar or something, and so forget about it. Well, Avi Loeb tracked the signal of the well signal to its point of origin somewhere in the Sagittarius system, and where 3i Atlas came from, and they are a match. I think he traced it to like a 99.6% probability that they're a match. They came from the same direction. So I think 3i Atlas back in 1977 first began communicating with us and with our entire solar system, began transmitting signals. And more recently, there have been astronomers who have detected signals coming from 3i Atlas. Fibonacci series is being transmitted, and the Fibonacci series is the code for life, or the code for generating new life. So this is where you have the whole idea of 3i Atlas possessing some kind of advanced technology, transmitters, whatever it is using to transmit these codes and frequencies that can start life. And so that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean. I'm really interested in. I'm a bit woo-woo. I watch tons of videos on sort of astrology and energies, and that's my sort of bag. And an astrologer was saying, her name's Pam McGregory, all year, that something was going to come into our solar system that was going to change the planet and basically change basically to come in and get rid of all the bad men. And that is my theory behind it, of how all these people are suddenly being exposed. Everything's coming to light. The truth's coming to light. It's sort of like it's reached its boiling point. And this 3i Atlas is sort of opening up this truth barrier energetically speaking, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally. The 3i Atlas, the path it's taken, I mean, it's only traveling at like 5 degrees above the ecliptic plane, and that's very unusual for a comet, especially an interstellar object, that it would come in so close to the ecliptic plane and passes very close, relatively speaking, to some of the major planets like Mars, Venus, and now it's heading towards Jupiter. It's on its path to Jupiter. And as it passes each of those planets, the codes, the frequencies that it's generating interact with those planets, just like it's interacting right now with the sun, because it is transmitting very powerful signals. Because you can go back to 1977, and I mean, it was transmitting signals back then, and our radio receivers received it. So it's transmitting signals as it is passing through our solar system, and all the planets are receiving those signals, including the Earth, and that is where you're going to get the changes. That is where you're going to have some pretty significant shifts here. And I think we look at the way in which it's interacting with the sun, and we can see just how significant whatever it's transmitting is, because the reaction of the sun is just being far in excess of what many people have thought. I mean, you normally have the sun reacting to kind of like asteroids or comets spectacularly, but this is like off the charts. So incredible have been the CMEs that it's been emitting. And the end result of all of this is that our solar system is being changed, and the frequencies and codes that we're receiving from the sun are being significantly affected by 3i Atlas. And so this is where I think we are going to experience some profound shifts on the planet. And what you were just saying about the astrologers, that yes, exactly, that this is the kind of information a lot of people, whether they're contactees, channelers, remote viewers, have been saying very similar things, that 3i Atlas is impacting or disseminating these frequencies and codes that are not just altering human DNA and also impacting our planet Earth, but they're going to lead to profound changes on our planet, where
raising frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The deep state will be identified. People will feel it. They'll resonate with those telling the truth. And I think this is where we really start to watch people wake up.
Is this going to be the fall of the corrupt?
I think this is where people start to realize that there's something very wrong with the way our planet and our different nations are being controlled and run, and people are going to start asking questions. They're going to start to resonate more with the truth tellers, the ones that are exposing the corruption. And I think it's just going to be a steady awakening, an organic awakening, where more and more people will be able to tell, I mean, who truly is trying to bring about policies that are good for the people, good for the country, good for the planet, as opposed to those that are corrupt and are being controlled by this kind of like satanic network.
With the coronal mass injections, obviously none of them have actually been pointing at the Earth. What is the chances of a coronal mass injection actually being like fired off towards us?
Well, as 3I Atlas starts to leave or follow its outward path, it's going to start approaching the Earth, but it's not going to get too far or too close to the Earth. I think its closest point is about 1.8 AU, which that's astronomical units, is the distance between the Earth and the Sun. So the closest point that 3I Atlas will get to Earth will be when we're about 1.8 AU apart. So, you know, we're talking about 50-60 million miles, so that's quite something. There's 93 million miles between the Sun and the Earth. So what we're going to see is, as the Sun continues to emit these coronal mass ejections, as 3I Atlas continues on its outbound journey now, As the Earth starts to kind of like approach the Sun. So, I mean, we're going to have our closest approach to 3I Atlas on December 19. And even though we're going to be far apart, the Sun, when it emits coronal mass ejections towards 3I Atlas, as it's leaving, there will be more likelihood, or there'll be a strong likelihood, that some of those CMEs will hit the Earth. So we can expect that the whole month of December and January is when there's going to be a lot of solar activity, where the Earth is going to be in the firing line. And that's very interesting, because that kind of overlaps with this the International Asteroid Warning Network alert that they put out, an alert just over a week ago, asking astronomers worldwide to study 3I Atlas from November 27 through to January 27. So that entire period is when all the Earth's telescopes will have the ability to view 3I Atlas, and that'll be the same period where any CMEs that are launched towards 3I Atlas can also come towards the Earth.
And the fact that they, you know, NASA's put out that warning is showing how much they are pooping their pants, let's just say. Because if a solar flare obviously was to come quite close to the Earth, wouldn't that cause a lot of power outages, potential tech loss along those lines? So when I was chatting with a friend earlier, I said, stock up on your candles for December, January, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing with these coronal mass ejections that the Sun is going to be sending out as 3I Atlas continues to pass through our solar system. when these hit the earth, I mean, they'll cause these geomagnetic storms. And I don't know if you track hurricanes. I mean, I'm living in Key West, Florida, so we pay attention to hurricanes here. And you have the hurricane system, like a Category 1 or Category 3, or Category 5 is the most severe hurricane you get on the earth. And you have a kind of similar categorization system for geomagnetic storms. So a Category 5 geomagnetic storm would lead to severe damage. You would have significant power outages. There could be something like the Carrington effect, where you could have power lines kind of like being melting because of the severity of these geomagnetic storms. So, these geomagnetic storms that are going to be coming in the months of November, December, January, we can expect them to be pretty severe.
It's going to be a wild few months, isn't it? Like, Sean, I mean, you're not particularly into, like, let's just say spirituality, a bit of woo-woo, but what are your thoughts on AI Atlas and everything going on? Because you seem quite hooked on watching it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally fascinating. What I'm thinking is, what if another object came that fast and it was on a collision course with Earth or another planet? Do we have any hope of they say they can fire nuclear bombs at it and stuff like that. But what would happen?
Well, what I think would really happen is that they would detect an object like that at some point, and so there would be some warning. We're talking 3i Atlas was detected in July, so we're talking, and it makes its closest approach to the Earth in on November 27. So we're talking like, so we had 4 months notice of 3i Atlas coming. So I think similarly, you would have 4 months at least to prepare for something similar that was on a course headed for Earth. And so 4 months, I mean, what could you do in 4 months? There's really very little that NASA or the Pentagon could do other than maybe launch some nuclear warheads at it and hope that as they get into proximity of that object that they could detonate and kind of like steer it off its course. I mean, so that's what's publicly known, and that's been the subject of movies. I mean, you've had some movies that talk about nuclear weapons being sent up to kind of like offset an incoming comet or something like that. But in reality, we know that there are secret space programs. We know that there are these classified programs where they're using these propulsion systems that are very exotic and advanced, where they can get from the Earth to the Moon in a matter of minutes. They can get from the Earth to Mars in like 30 minutes. So, and they do study these objects that are coming in, and that they can intercept them. And the thing is, if you have that kind of notice, 4 months, and you have that capability, even though it's in part of a classified program run by the military, I don't think the military would hesitate for a moment to send one of their craft and move that object sufficiently so that it misses the Earth. So I don't think we're really going to be facing any scenario where the Earth couldn't be directly impacted. I mean, if we do have an asteroid heading towards the Earth, and the newspapers or the mainstream media are talking about it as hitting us, I think they're doing that because that would be part of the fear propaganda that the deep state wants to put out. Because in reality, these classified programs can get out there months ahead of this of any large body impacting the Earth and just alter its direction using all kinds of advanced technologies that we don't know about.
So what does Atlas, how does Atlas compare to what hit the Earth that wiped out the dinosaurs?
Well, if Atlas hit the Earth, it could definitely cause an extinction-level event, like what wiped out the dinosaurs. Because it's, we know that it's around 5 miles, 8 kilometers in diameter. That that's been the estimate of 3i Atlas, and so it is much more massive than the previous and interstellar objects like Oumuamua and Borisov. So if it hit the Earth, it would cause tremendous damage and extinction level events. So, but that's, you know, that's not going to happen. But this is where we need to kind of like understand that 3i Atlas is probably not a comet at all, that it is a craft of some kind using advanced technologies to hide itself, projecting some kind of image of a comet, or trying to look like it's a natural object. And I think it's, and this is the kind of information I've been getting from a number of sources who say that 3i Atlas really is a spacecraft whose mission, whose chief mission is to, number one, disseminate these frequencies and codes to our solar system that changes things. Number two, to behave in a way that makes it very clear to those that are observing that this is not a comet, that this is in fact a spacecraft. And so this is where you get into the whole idea that there'll be course alterations, or that fragments or orbs or probes from 3i Atlas will be released, and that they'll be heading in many different directions, which is why I think you have this this kind of like alert, this asteroid warning network's been activated, because there is the fear that 3i Atlas, from the perspective of astronomers, will break apart, and that way we don't know where the different fragments are going to go. But the other possibility, which I think is probably more likely to be the case, is that it's going to release probes and spacecraft which are going to go to different directions. Some may head towards Mars, some towards Jupiter, some towards the Earth. And that's where I think this International Asteroid Warning Network system is designed to do, is to look at the larger objects and look at these objects and track them.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Well, it's certainly made enough people talking. Everywhere I go on YouTube, it's just 3i Atlas, 3i Atlas. Well, it's probably my algorithm, to be fair. But I read somewhere it was allegedly 33 billion years old as well. They're claiming.
Right.
I was thinking.
Yeah, that's older than than our sun. And so, our sun is 4.5 billion years old, and I think the universe is estimated to be 13 billion years old. So this 3i Atlas has been around for some time. But it, no matter how old it is, we don't know exactly how old it is. We do know from the different kind of like contactees and insiders that it is associated with some very ancient extraterrestrial civilizations, and that it's carrying these frequencies and codes that are designed to, and you know, I mean, they can perform three things. They could create, destroy, or enhance life. And I think that's what we are witnessing right now with 3i Atlas, that it's enhancing life, that it's going to enhance our DNA in ways where, you know, we have been genetically altered by extraterrestrials going back many thousands of years. I mean, the Enuma Elish, the Sumerian creation myth, I mean, that text, it describes really what was a cosmic war between ancient humans who were very advanced, who were part of a kind of goddess cult or religion associated with Tiamat and her warriors, or you know, those that defended that kind of more feminine matriarchal system where humans were genetically much different. Like people talk about 12-strand DNA, that before the arrival of the Anunnaki, that humans were very highly evolved, 12-strand DNA. And then the Anunnaki arrived, and contrary to the creation myths of the Anunnaki, where they kind of like created humans out of a kind of like synthesis of primitive hominids and the Anunnaki genetics to create modern humans, Adamu and Adapa and so forth, that what they really did was that they actually dumbed down. Well, first of all, they defeated the indigenous humans in our on Earth, and who were very highly evolved, spiritually evolved, 12-strand DNA, able to do things with their minds and consciousness. And the Anunnaki showed up with superior technology, and there was a war. And the Enuma Elish describes this war, and that the losers were basically genetically dumbed down. And this is actually described. The body of Kingu is used for creating the genetics of humans. And Kingu was the defeated kind of like warrior chief of the forces of Tiamat. So out of his dead body, they created modern humans. And so this is what's talked about in the Enuma Elish. And so I think modern-day humans, we operate with two-stranded DNA, and I'm sure Jen has probably come across this before, you know, the kind of woo-woo literature that there were these 12-stranded humans at some point. What happened to them? They either went underground to escape the Anunnaki, or they were dumbed down to modern humans.
Yeah, and dragged to the lower frequency. And that's why I believe AI Atlas is here to raise our frequency, open our heart chakra, and get rid of the PDF files on this planet.
That's exactly it. It's like all 3i Atlas is doing is bringing in these ancient frequencies and codes that are awakening this kind of like original 12-stranded DNA blueprint that we have within us, that even though we were genetically altered as a species by the Anunnaki and by other extraterrestrials after that, that just wanted to keep us as a slave race that was dumbed down, easy to manipulate, you know, divide and conquer, all the things that people have been talking about for decades now, that that now with 3i Atlas, this original genetic blueprint is being activated again. And so that's where you're going to have people suddenly developing a range of psychic abilities, waking up, being able to resonate with the truth, telepathy kicking in, telekinesis kicking in, I mean, teleportation, bilocation, all of these abilities. I mean, this is all part of this like these 12-stranded humans, and many people are beginning to develop these abilities. And I think through AI Atlas, we're going to see much, much more of that. And, of course, those that control us, that are part of the ruling bloodline families that trace their ancestry to these extraterrestrials that dumbed us down and have been controlling us ever since. I mean, they don't have any way of stopping this. This is why they're panicking. This is why the deep state is panicking, and why I think there are these predictions, and we're likely going to see something along the lines of something like a harvest, something like many of these controllers who do have access to some very big advanced spacecraft will leave the planet because they don't want to be around when humanity wakes up.
Well, the poster child for these bloodlines is Prince Andrew, and it certainly coincided with maximum heat on Prince Andrew. But I've got another question. There's tons of viewer questions come in. We've got almost 2,000 watching across all the platforms. Thanks for the viewer questions. We'll get those to Dr. Sala soon. And my question is, if a smaller object hit the Earth that wasn't an extinction-level object, would we be able to calculate which side of the Earth it would hit, at what time it would hit, and would we all be able to go to the other side of the planet to protect ourselves?
That's a big question, John.
Okay. Yeah, that's what the International Asteroid Warning Network is designed to do, is to track asteroids that have the capacity to destroy a city or even destroy a continent. So, you know, they look at these asteroids and, you know, and they're able to kind of like estimate their size. And those that are big enough to be able to cause a continent or a city being destroyed, I mean, we would be given some kind of advanced warning by this network of telescopes that are constantly scanning the sky, that are looking for these kind of like asteroids that roaming throughout our solar system. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands, millions of these. So they're constantly upgrading their asteroid tracking software, and they've been able to identify and track the bigger ones. But a lot of the smaller ones, like under 100 meters in size, for example, they haven't tracked all of those. So they're starting to track all of those. So something that could cause a city or a continent to be destroyed, they would be able to track it, and then they could issue a warning, say that, well, as you pointed out, Sean, if they wanted to kind of like give advanced warning, they could probably say, well, you know, weeks or even months in advance, that it's going to strike somewhere off the Pacific Ocean and cause tsunamis and seismic events that will impact, you know, country A, B, C, and D. And so people will get away from the coastal regions and go to the mountains and the interior and so forth. And so I think that's the way the system currently operates. But as I said, I mean, there is the capability for the secret space programs, and the UK is a big part of that, as are all of the Five Eyes countries, because the Five Eyes countries, you know, US, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, I mean, it's not just intelligence that is being shared. I mean, there is literally everything that's related to national security is shared between those countries. And so any of those countries would have the capability to be able to kind of like give warning to their citizens. But more importantly, I think that this Five Eyes and other countries have these anti-gravity or these advanced spacecraft that are part of their classified space programs that could move an asteroid in its trajectory away from any collision path with the Earth. Now, would they do that? I assume that they've been doing that already. I think we probably have had a high likelihood of asteroids hitting the Earth in the past, but that have been moved aside several degrees, and so they miss the Earth altogether.
Jen, do you want to pick the first viewer question, or do you want me to pick the first viewer question?
Go for it. Go for it.
All right. Let's go with... Oh, yeah, I was wondering about NASA. So, Ray J, why haven't NASA released high-definition Mars photos of Atlas?
They've actually been turning off their camera during Freya Atlas's journey, haven't they? Been called out.
Well, in the early months, in July, August, September, I mean, there were a number of NASA satellites the NASA used some of its resources out in space to take photos of 3I Atlas. I mean, you had the Hubble Space Telescope, James Webb Space Telescope take images of 3I Atlas, but these were all kind of like very blurry. And so people thought that, well, when 3I Atlas passes by Mars, there are some very powerful telescopes on some of the Mars orbiters, and in particular NASA's high-rise telescope on the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter is a high-resolution camera. And there are a total of six orbiters around Mars. Two of them belong to NASA, two of them belong to the European Space Agency, and the other two belong to China and the United Arab Emirates. Well, out of those six orbiters, all of them presumably took images of 3I Atlas, but the only one that's been released so far is from the European Space Agency, and that just showed a blurred object in space. So the images from NASA's high-rise telescope still haven't been released. These were taken on October 3rd, and now we are October 31st, I believe, right? So it's been close to a month, and they haven't released it. Now, they claim it's because of the government shutdown, but I think that these images that NASA took are probably being scrutinized and maybe even scrubbed. I mean, this is something NASA has done for decades now, that they have scrubbed images of any evidence of extraterrestrial anomalies. And we know this because insiders have come forward and they've talked about it. They've shared how they were involved in that. Two that come to mind, Carl Wolf and Donna Hare, that were part of the Stephen Greer Disclosure Project back in 2001, and they described how NASA scrubs images all the time. So I think this is what probably is happening with the high-rise images, and when they are released, we probably won't see anything in there.
So we've got about 15 minutes left, viewers. A huge thank you for all the questions coming in. Jen, do you want to pick the next viewer question?
Right. Okay, why haven't we had an alien autopsy on Channel 4 yet? So why have they not televised or shown us any signs of alien life here in... Well, I presume they're taking the mick in this question, but there's been no proof of alien life as to date been televised.
I think that that's because the people who are in charge, and we're talking about... the military intelligence community and also the secret societies, whether we're talking Freemasons, Jesuits, these secret societies, they have kept this secret from humanity for decades now, and they want to not reveal the existence of extraterrestrial life to us because they fear that they would lose control, and they would lose control, because what would happen would be that you would have these very highly evolved extraterrestrials openly revealing themselves, interacting with humanity, and not only would they share their knowledge and the truth that would kind of like impact things and the technologies that they have that would forever change our world. But they have frequencies and codes that they radiate through their DNA that this kind of like buried genetic blueprint within us would recognize. And so, you know, this ancient kind of like a 12-stranded DNA blueprint that we have within us that's been suppressed, that suppression is due to the deep state, due to these ruling bloodline families keeping us separate from highly evolved extraterrestrials. And so I think, you know, that kind of takes us to 3i Atlas, because it is going to break that control system because of its interaction with the sun.
Question from Ray J here. Were we just lucky Atlas didn't smash a load of objects from the asteroid belt towards Earth?
Well, the chances of 3i Atlas colliding with asteroids in the asteroid belt were pretty slim. I mean, it's coming in at 5 degrees above the ecliptic plane. So that means that, you know, at the precise point it crosses the ecliptic plane, it was nowhere near the asteroid belt. And so that's why you would the chances of it hitting any of those asteroids there are pretty slim. I think the main concern is from 3i Atlas either breaking up or releasing probes or craft right now. I mean, just after perihelion. So we are at that point now where it has just left perihelion, and this is where depending on whether 3i Atlas is a comet or a spacecraft, it would either break up or it could start releasing probes, because right now is the optimal time to do that.
Yeah. There's a really fair question here. What are plasmoids and plasmates, please, not playmates, thanks, explained for the non-scientific vibes?
I don't know if I can really answer that. I mean, they may be referring to the plasma that's being released by the sun all the time. You know, plasma is like the fifth state of matter, where this is all the atoms are disassociated, and so that's probably the best I can answer with that. That maybe they're referring to the plasma that the sun is sending towards us, and the potential of that to, like, I guess, impact the Earth's atmosphere and to eventually, you know, filter down to humanity.
Sorry, Sean, I'm overriding your question because I really want to know this one. Where do you stand, Doctor, on the moon landing? I was thinking about this earlier, your view on the alleged moon landing.
Part of it was fake and part of it was real. They really did land on the moon. But what they saw up there was faked, because what they saw up there were craft, giant craft, and it was made clear to those running the Apollo mission that they were not welcome on the moon, that the NASA program could just launch a few missions to the moon, collect a few rocks, and that would be it, and that the Apollo program would be shut down, and so I think that's what they did. That was really, to my mind, it was a PR exercise. The whole Apollo program was a PR exercise for really generating a lot of funding and resources that wouldn't go to like to the Apollo moon landing program. The intent was to fund these classified programs where they were building craft to go to Mars and build colonies and bases on the Mars and on the moon.
Because I also heard it was because they were in competition with Russia and they just had to prove a point. The Americans had to prove a point that they could get there first and do the whole moon landing.
Well, you know, there was a race with Russia, but that was something that wasn't, let's just say that was contrived by the deep state. There were aspects of these classified programs where the Russians and the Americans did collaborate. And you had like the Apollo 20 mission. You might remember that one. That was a joint mission between the Russians and the Americans to highlight cooperation in space. So on the one hand, you had this kind of Cold War confrontation happening on the Earth where the US and the USSR were mortal enemies. But in space, there was always this element of cooperation that kind of like underlay the kind of geopolitical tensions. And I think that cooperation extended more than just working with the Apollo 20 mission. I think that there was also cooperation in these classified space programs, and that continues to the present day.
Next question. Is Atlas in an orbit? Has it been past us before?
I don't believe it is in an orbit around our solar system at all, just because of its speed. I mean, it's really just passing beyond our sun, and it's experiencing this kind of slingshot effect now where it's accelerated, or some say it's being refueled by the sun. Certainly something is happening there with the sun. But it's on its outward path now. And no, there's no one is predicting that it'll come back, as opposed to say the planet Nibiru or the rogue or the brown dwarf Nibiru, however you want to describe it, that Zechariah Sitchin talked about, that the Sumerian text described, where you did have this kind of rogue planet, a brown dwarf that was on a 3,600-year cycle that would come from somewhere in the Kuiper Belt and would do a loop in our solar system and go out and then come back after thousands of years. So there are objects, comets, that do have very extended loops that will bring them back in. But 3I Atlas, there's no prediction that it'll come back into our solar system.
Who knows? I love this question because I genuinely think I could answer it, but I'd love you to answer it. Will it affect gravity in a noticeable way, like the moon and the tides?
Well, it's too far away and too small to affect gravity in any significant way. The only thing that could affect gravity is if there are some massive coronal mass ejections headed towards Earth, and that could cause severe geomagnetic storms. I think just like you have the tides being impacted during a hurricane, for example, that gravity could be impacted by these severe geomagnetic storms.
I feel like it's affecting our energies, though. I say to Sean, and I keep, maybe I'm blaming 3I Atlas for some bad behavior then. It's 3I Atlas. Sorry, I'm in a bad mood today. It's 3I Atlas. But no, I genuinely feel it's affecting energies here. I feel like, especially the last week or so, I've been feeling particularly quite heavy and drained at times. And then the next minute I can feel really light, airy, like head in the clouds.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what is happening now because of the interaction between 3I Atlas and the sun. I mean, and the sun is really a big influence in our lives, in our energies, as far as the planet is concerned.
Your energies have affected.
There you go.
Sorry, we lost you there for a moment.
Yeah, so the sun is definitely impacting our energy as a result of the interaction and communication with 3I Atlas. So, yeah, we're getting that energy, and the energy of 3I Atlas is being relayed to us through the sun.
And this is going to happen until the end of January next year?
Well, yes, it is on its path out of the inner solar system now. I mean, right on, what is it? I think December 19 was when it makes its closest approach to the Earth, and 1.8 AU, and then it's going to start heading off towards Jupiter. And then so it'll be in 2026 that it starts approaching Jupiter, and it'll continue to go out. And of course, the further away it gets from the sun, the less the interaction and the communication between them. But, yeah, between now and January, I think we're going to have a lot of rocking and rolling because the sun reacting to 3i Atlas.
Poor Sean.
Question from Katz. Can you tell us about the possible metallic compounds of 3i Atlas, please?
Okay, yeah, that's something I don't have a lot of information on other than nickel being identified in there, and that's not typical of a comet, that it has a lot of nickel, and that explains some of its the weird coloration it takes. But, yeah, just nickel, and I'm not sure about the other compounds or metals it has.
Have you got a final question, Jen?
Sorry, I went back onto the regular comments. Let me pick one quickly. A nice grounded up one. Right, here we go. One from Nikki. Do you believe aliens are walking among us here on Earth?
Totally, yeah. This has been going on for decades, that aliens have been landing on Earth, human-looking aliens. These are the ones whose genetics are very similar to our own. Physiologically, you can't really tell the difference between them, and that they have been infiltrating our planet for decades. And we know this. I mean, they're, you know, the famous contactee reports going back to the 1950s, George Adamski, Howard Menger, Orfeo Angelucci, many of these people described these human-looking extraterrestrials landing and infiltrating, and some of these people, like Menger, actively helped them get identity papers and so forth, so that they would kind of like blend in with the rest of humanity. And they've been here for decades. The estimates of how many there are, we're talking in the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, who have infiltrated the Earth, and they're doing it in a strategic way to be able to nudge us along in a positive direction, that is, away from, say, nuclear war, but towards, like, scientific cooperation, releasing advanced technologies, and evolving our consciousness.
Well, absolutely fascinating, as usual. Huge thank you for coming on. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers? And I've just put all your links in the live chat again.
Yeah, well, I would say if you don't spend a lot of time out in nature, now's the time to do so.
Now's I'll ask you then, have you heard of grounding shoes? This isn't an ad.
A grounding shoes.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that, but I'm assuming it helps us ground to the Earth in some way.
Yeah, they've got a very small sole, and I've been trying to get Sean to buy a pair today, actually, because I said, Sean, you need to ground during this time. You need these shoes.
Exactly.
And you just saying that we need to be in nature is proof that he needs to buy these shoes today.
So now's the time to get out in nature, spend as much time in nature as you can. And as I've been saying, there is this incredible communication happening between the sun and 3i Atlas, and there are genetic codes and frequencies being transmitted that I think are going to restore or enhance human abilities. So all you need to do is just be out in nature, kind of spend time out in the sun, look at the sun, but, you know, you can close your eyes and just let the sun's rays stay, you know, just kind of like hit your face. If you're a sun gazer, that's typically 30 minutes before sunset or after sunrise, you can look at the sun with your eyes open, and that's quite safe. So, yeah, just this is the time for everyone to interact more with the sun, get its energies, and just, like, absorb that and be open to that and see what happens.
Love that.
Oh, always fascinating, my friend. We're going to close the show and let you get on with your day. Enjoy the rest of your day in Florida. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks, Sean, and pleasure meeting you, Jen.
Lovely meeting
Cheers.
You. Take care.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Fascinating.
Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. I'll let Jen go as well. I'll see you soon.
And get this grounding juice.
All right. Paul Page, Prince Andrew's Royal Protection Officer. If you didn't see the live stream we did with him 2 days ago, he was spot on. So many things that he predicted have come true overnight with Prince Andrew. So I'm speaking to Paul right now about him coming back on either tomorrow or Sunday. So stay tuned for that one, folks. Paul Page, part three. Ron has got ex-cop Gary Waterman coming on at 7 p.m. today. The last one went really viral. Ron had David Icke's son, Gareth Icke, on last night. Not one to miss either on Secret Societies. Check that out. And I'm speaking to Kevin Annette. I think he's coming back on Thursday. But I'm gonna reach out to Lionel as well, seeing if we can get Lionel back on to see. I'm trying to find out whether he's read Virginia's book yet. Anyway, thank you for all your questions. That was fun. Have a great Halloween wherever you are in the world. We're gonna go and pick baby.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.